Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Shrimp of industry. In the whole of existence, there are few places that balance both great beauty and frightening power so well as the coral depth forest of the undersea. The strong violet trunks of the coral trees, the glowing sunny leaves of flowing kelp in the deep current, and the youthful pink blush of the blooming flowers create a mysterious and peaceful backdrop for the many mythical and at times dangerous inhabitants of the undersea. It is the dwelling place of the giant sea crabs who fled from the waters above during the fall of the East Crustacean Empire. It is the winter home of the mighty swimming unicorns, a pack of proud, righteous, and rare narwhals. It is the haunt of the elusive Kraken, a creature capable of overcoming obstacles 50 times its size, though it itself is merely the size of a raindrop. And it was this looming, frightening, natural beauty that Sir Nathaniel and his companions approached. It grew larger and more intimidating, more awe-inspiring, with every hopping trot forward. But before they ever reached those towering coral woods, the trio came upon a most curious sight. While gliding along, bouncing in the waters, they heard a great calamity, though terribly small. Madred, in her curiosity, lifted a particularly large leaf of seaweed and exposed a crowd of micro-brine shrimp, their little claws holding spears tipped with sand and swords of tiny thorns. An immense battle on the scale of fleas.
Are you in battle, tiny ones?
Yes, we wage this battle cry against them.
We hoist our spears towards them.
We shall never.
They must pay for.
You heard Sir Nathaniel. Put your weapons down.
I am Petite Micro, leader of the iridescent microbrine shrimp.
I am Klein Micro, leader of the kaleidoscopic microbrine shrimp.
That kelp stock was in our lands for generations.
Only after it was ours. You stole it.
Before it was yours, it was ours.
Which kelp stock are you talking about?
This one. Here.
It's on a rock. It can't move.
How do you determine your territory?
The position of the border boulder. Voila.
Border boulder? That's a pebble. In my mountain, we'd call it a toe itcher.
Yes, Madrid, it's small to us, but for them it is... Well, it's a boulder.
So, what? What do you call that rock? A mountain?
That is Mount Kelp Anchor. Yes.
Oh. Huh.
It will not happen.
A knight?
No. The king would not have sent a knight to us.
A knight from above the undersea, but a knight nonetheless.
Only if Klein will listen.
If Petite can stay quiet long enough, then... yeah. Fine. I will speak with you, knight. Piccola, you are in charge while I am gone.
Yes, sir.
And Chaisai, you watch over our people.
Yes, sir.
It will take a while for Sir Nathaniel to explain the benefits of peace to your leaders. Where are your homes? Most of you can go home while Sir Nathaniel speaks with them.
Homes? What homes? We live there, under the leaf. And we live there, under that leaf. Ever since a rush of orcas moved by several generations ago and blew our homes away.
They were built by our Deka great-grandshrimps. We don't know how to rebuild them. The leaves are all we have now.
Well, I know how. I used to build miniature model micro-homes with my siblings. I can show you how. Come, we can start right here.
What about our young and our elderly? What if they are attacked in our absence? Or our young and elderly? We cannot trust them.
I can watch them all. I'm a storyteller, so if we'd like, I can tell you some stories and make sure nothing happens. Bard's honor.
Fine. We will learn.
Yes, there's benefit to this deal.
Great. So, all those who would like to learn how to build, please swim just over there and we will start with some quick instructions on the correct quality of rock for your foundation. All right. First, you'll want to...
Sir Nathaniel took the micro-brine shrimp leaders aside and spoke with them on the values of peace and partnership. While he wished to bestow on Petite and Klein some of his knightly teachings, Nathaniel still believed himself more of a student than a teacher. So he did what he could, which was to do his best. While the boar knight worked to aid the shrimp's leaders, Madret diligently instructed the healthy shrimp in the art of model home building. They mined a small hole of sand, which Madret simply pulled up with her hand, and were taught how to cut hardened coral. Micro-brine shrimp are quick learners, as she found out, and soon they built small huts, then houses, and the plaza of shell and stone. As the others worked, Winthrop excitedly conveyed stories he adored to an audience who had never heard of such tales. The honey bear and the singing bees, the silken hare, the tortoise and the hummingbird, and, of course, the tales of Nathaniel the Boar Knight. To those tales he conveyed the greatest enthusiasm, voice rising and falling, intensity ebbing and flowing, and his audience of young and old alike clung to every word. He told them next of libraries and books, of how he learned stories from those long gone through the writing they had left behind. So it was that in the small land near Mount Kelp Anchor, battle cries turned to laughter, conversation, and learning. Nathaniel and his companions left the micro-brine shrimp after only a few hours and continued on their way toward the Coral Depth Forest. They could only hope that their brief visit had helped, but they knew they had to leave as time was running short. They reached the Coral Depth Forest within an hour and wandered all day in awe, searching for someone to speak with. It was only after they found themselves turned about, back near where they entered the forest, that they saw a large crab, its claws pulling a cart of swirling shells.
Well, hello there, my furry friends. Would you take a look at you lot? Look like newbies to the neighborhood if I've ever seen them. Looking for a home? I've got a great selection of pre-owned and pre-loved shells. Just looking for a new inhabitant.
I think we're all a bit too big for any of those shells.
Well, of course, I see that. My normal clientele are normally a bit smaller and a bit more aquatic, but I do have a selection of extra large shells, which I'm modest. If you're interested in taking a look, those are available at my lot. Sheldon's pre-owned shells at the eastern end of the Coral Depth Forest. That's Sheldon with two L's. But I'm afraid you'll have to wait to take a gander. The lot's currently covered in creeping bloom. That's why I'm on the road. Gotta make up for those larger lost sales.
You speak very quickly.
The Ocean King? Why, first and only time I saw his voice majesty was over a month ago now. That who you're looking for? Well, then you're going the wrong direction. Sure, he came out this way, but just to take a gander at a coral depth forest, turned right around afterward, went right back the way he came.
Then we really don't have any clues.
Well, he was here to check up on the kelp crop, wasn't he? Kingdom's pretty big, someone must have seen him. With everyone up in a justifiable fuss over the creeping bloom, well, just ask around.
Let's head back, then. We can ask at the kelp crop fields.
Did we ask the microbrine shrimp?
Yeah, sure, I can't interest you in a shell. This one's only got 4 years on it, hardly anywhere, and I can throw in a polish to keep it looking tip-top. Well, can't blame a crab for trying. Travel safe out there, topsiders.
This is pretty close to where we were before.
Oh, it's been hours. Can we take a break to eat soon? All the swim walking really works up an appetite. And Cecil packed us a picnic. Yes, the coral depth forest was marvelous. I think I can work it into part of the ballad. Hang on.
Is this the way we came? Well, I don't remember that. That. The tiny city.
It's minuscule. Well, we can ask. Someone may know.
Wait.
It can't be. The microbrine shrimp.
Look at their micro-masonry. They're tiny towers. The little lanes and small streets. Oh, they've come so far. We should talk to them. Look, there's someone.
Oh, well, we are rather large. It appears we frightened them.
Oh, look, he's coming back.
Great and honorable Knight Nathaniel, our most illustrious greats now, and your glorious companions, please, if you so wish, come with me so that your people may greet you. Come with me so that we may show you the honor you so rightly deserve.
What is happening? Your people?
Sure.
Yes, come please, great ones, great snout, great builder, great tutor. It is for you that we have built our great growing city. You have been gone for many generations, great snout. When you met our grand forefathers, we were but the torn fractions of microbrine shrimp. But with your teachings, with your guidance, we are now the proud snout shrimp, following your words, the word of the snout.
Oh, no.
The great snout.
The great snout has returned.
Our industry, our inventions, our rule of law, all of it springs from your knowledgeable snorts, great knight. And yours, great builder, great tutor.
Oh, no.
Sir Nathaniel, I'm just a bit worried here. I think we may have started a cult.
You started it all. You gave us the go. Now look at where we are. We started a cult.
We started a cult?
Sir Nathaniel, I think we have a problem here.
Way back, we were microbrine shrimp. Until you came along and brought new laws, new words, new tales of glory, and all of this made us who we are. You taught us of peace, you built up our home. Now look at where we are, we started a cult, we started a cult. Maybe it's not so bad. And now, we're your proud, smart, snout shrimp. We follow your word and take to heart.
Of our society. It was you. You showed us the way. Just like the great snout to be so humble, as we learned of modesty from your very snuffles. Look at the current-powered forge hammers. Oh, they really listened. Show me more.
I'll show you the way. I'll show you it all. See what we made.
Our great love of song comes from you, great tutor.
I really do appreciate it, little one.
I am Nat. Nat Micro, descendant of the Micro line, who took their teachings directly from the Great Snout generations ago. I am named after the Great Snout Knight Nathaniel himself. In his honor.
This is so cool. My siblings are never going to believe this. Look! Look, they even use thermal vents, just like we do under the mountain. I'm so proud.
Of course, your noble snout, sir. I will take you to Edie the Wise, my esteemed grandmother, and the head librarian of our great Winthrop Library. Please, this way. Well, I'll swim, I guess. You could just look over here. Here, our grand Winthrop Library. I'll get Edie the Wise. Sorry, the grand library was only built to snout shrimp proportions.
No need to fetch me, little one. I am here. Hello, great trio. I am Edie the Wise, and I will aid you in any way I can. It would be the greatest honor. The Ocean King. Yes, you have been in search of the lost monarch for so long, and your quest still continues. Give me a moment, and I will return.
If there is... Oh, that was fast.
I hope this aids you in your most honorable quest. This grain entry, written by a now past snout shrimp, who recounted a tale from his grandfather, stated that in an interaction with a stonefish in the northern fields, the stonefish recounted seeing the Ocean King descending into the sinking serpent trench.
And what's the sinking serpent trench?
The deepest, darkest part of the undersea.
Why? Oh.
Why indeed? But that was not a helpful question. Instead, Sir Nathaniel chose to focus on how. How could they reach the Ocean King quickly? How could he save the undersea from the creeping bloom? How could he acquire the moon pearl for his cure? And how could he politely leave the snout shrimp city without having to wait through a petite parade? The last he solved with ease, and with kind words he and his partners left in haste, swimming and kicking toward their newest destination, the Sinking Serpent Trench. It was rumored to be nothing like the Coral Depth Forest, because for all the Coral Depth Forest's beauty, the Sinking Serpent Trench had none. No light reached those depths, and no great kelp or seaweed bloomed. Only creatures, monstrous and massive, swam in those icy waters. For all that was known, more was left unknown, with good reason, as only a bold few had ever dropped down to the true depths of that sinking trench. And now, Sir Nathaniel and his faithful friends would join that brave number once they reached the precipice of the distant dive that awaited them.
The Poor Knight, written by K.A. Stats, produced with additional sound design and accordion by Travis Fengroff, edited with sound design and mixing by Dane Leonardson, with music by Stephen Malin, Ryan McQuinn, and Travis Fengroff, starring Sam Yao, Paul Mea, David Devereaux, Juliana Gutierrez, Ronald Hamrack, Florian Seidler, Kessa Rulinicki, Caitlin Stats, Daniel Thorison, Dallas Wheatley, Peter Pepper, Travis Fengroff, Ryan McQuinn, and Erica Sanderson. This is a Fool and Scholar production. Thank you for listening.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.